Hey guys, Jessica here. Today I'm going to show you how to update a key pair in Azure using Azure Container Service. Maybe you forgot the passphrase to your private and public key pair, or maybe you lost your public and private key pair, and either way you have to update the public key in your Azure Container Service deployment, whether that's Docker or Kubernetes or DCOS. I was looking around online and I didn't see a lot of documentation for this, so I thought that it would be really great to make a video. So today we're going to go ahead and demo that. So first off, we want to test our connection and show you that it truly doesn't work. We're going to go ahead and go into our resource group. This is a demo one I created for the purpose of this video. And we'll see, I've already played around with passwords a little bit here, so we'll see actually three deployments listed. Normally you would only see two deployments under this particular deployments window. So we'll go ahead and select that. And we want to find the Microsoft.acs deployment history, because in here it's actually going to have an output where here is our SSH connection string that we can use to try to authenticate. It'll be right here under outputs under SSH master 0. So we go ahead and click this button off to the right, and it will actually say click to copy. So if we copy that, we can take that over to our terminal or whichever shell you're using for SSH. You can paste that right in, and we'll go ahead and try to press enter. So right now we'll type in yes to add it to our known host file, and we cannot connect. This is probably because if I do an SSH add-l, I do not have any identities. If I do an ls, I see acs demo forget, where I can try to add that identity. Might help if I type it properly. And it's going to prompt me for a passphrase. Well, I don't remember the passphrase, or maybe you're in the boat where you don't have the actual private key anyway. So we'll cancel out of this, clear the screen. We are going to generate a new private and public key pair that then we can upload into Azure, and we'll show you how to do that. So if I go ahead and just do SSH-keygen, I'm going to choose to do ACS new, press enter. This is a password I will remember. Center. I've generated it. Clear the screen. Do an ls to confirm. I see my ACS new and ACS pub. Go ahead and cat the contents of that. I'm just going to copy that right to my clipboard. So now, if I go back over here to ACS demo, I see about 20 different resources in this resource group. And this can make it really confusing to try to figure out where you're supposed to go to update your public key. Well, if you find your, you'll see under here Swarm Master, and you'll see several things actually that say Swarm Master. Well, you want to find your availability set specifically. So if you click that, you're going to be taken to another screen where you'll see one item, and that is your availability set running. If you select that, you'll actually see all the details and the essentials information for that resource in the resource group, including your DNS name, public IP address, any other information. If you scroll down on the left here, you actually will see an option to reset password. But since there is no password, it actually gives you an option to type in the new public key. So if we paste the new public key that we generated in and select another field, we can press update, where it's going to go ahead and submit the update request to that virtual machine availability set in Azure. If we click on notification, we can watch it as it resets. Once this successfully resets, we should be able to use our new key to authenticate in through our SSH session. So go back over here, clear the screen, do an ls to find my private key, and I'm going to add that to my identities. I have to type in my new passphrase that I do remember now. Press enter. And then I can confirm that it has been added by doing SSH add-l again. And I see that it was added this time. Great. So clear. So it will take a while for this to go ahead and reset. That's completely normal. We'll just keep an eye on it. Okay, so I see here that it did successfully reset the SSH key, and I've already added it into my list of identities. So if I go ahead and go back to the SSH command and press enter, I see now that I am successfully logged into my Azure Container Availability Set, and I can do an ll, I can do a Docker. Let's go go ahead and do a Docker PS. Nothing really unusual here. So that's how you update your private and public key pair with Azure Container Service. Feel free to leave any comments, questions, anything down below in the video or in the blog post, wherever you're watching it, and I hope it helped you out. Feel free to ask any other questions. I'd love to make more future videos. Thanks, guys.